Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Jose Tejada on the line, and he's VP of Mortgage Lending at Guaranteed Rate. Jose, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to see you again, Adam.
All right, Jose. So for people that haven't maybe been around the brand too long, let me tell you something about Jose. Jose is one of the originals. He's been around and within our community since we were even called Money Matters back in the day. So it's an honor to have you on the show, Jose. And I'm excited to start getting into this book that we'll be authoring together and that we'll be promoting. And I'm just really excited to have you on the show, Jose. So thank you again.
No, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right. So, Jose, before we jump into the book, I also want to talk about real estate, what you're seeing from your vantage point over at Guaranteed Rate, and just kind of get into your business as well and how you're helping clients. But before we do that, we'll start this episode the way that we start them all with what we like to call our Mission Matters Minute. So, Jose, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Jose, what mission matters to you?
Yeah, what matters to me is bringing families relevant, accurate mortgage information for families that are looking to purchase or refinance. Mm-hmm. I think that my background really gives to that, and that's something that I'm very passionate about.
Awesome. Love bringing mission-based executives and entrepreneurs on the line to share why they do what they do. Like what gets them up and going in the morning? What are they passionate about and how do they make a difference in the marketplace? So great stuff there. And just to get us kicked off, Jose, so how did you kind of get started on this path to finance, mortgage lending? Like where did you start?
Wow. I've been in the world of finance for 22 years now, believe it or not. I started as a bank teller at a company that doesn't exist anymore called Washington Mutual. It was a national bank and it just doesn't exist anymore. It went away in 2008 with that kind of economic crash. Mm-hmm. And over time, I was a bank teller. I was a branch manager. I managed a couple of offices. Then around 2008, when I left Washington Mutual, I went to another bank in the West Los Angeles area, and I started in private banking and wealth management. After that, in 2019, I left that, and I started just practicing mortgage lending, and that's what I've done. Lending has been in my DNA since my teller days. Since Washington Mutual was really a savings and loans, that was the backbone of what we did. I've been doing lending for a long time, and I'm passionate about it. A loan is essentially a problem to solve, and I love solving problems. So that's what I did.
Man, you took probably many of our viewers down memory lane over there, bringing up that brand, right? Been a little bit of time, but I'm sure we all remember that. My background for the viewers that have been watching this a long time, they know, I was in finance for almost 14 years, financial services, a lot of different areas. And I have a preference and I just love the industry. I love the people that gravitate towards it. And I just feel like there's so much opportunity there. So you've had a long career in finance. There's some younger audience that'll be watching this as well, or even maybe some people looking to make a career change potentially. Like, what is this whole community of financial services? You've been in different sides of the industry, different sides of whether it's bank, whether it's lending, all these different things. Like, what is the industry as a whole kind of meant to you in your career?
Yeah, I'll describe it this way. What I was listening to an executive one time when I was at Washington Mutual, mm-hmm. and he described our work in finance as a noble profession. And mm-hmm. at first you go, it's money. How is it a noble profession?
Oh, I love this. A noble profession. I agree. Go ahead. Sorry.
just like what you're doing here, right? Mission Matters. What I tell the people all the time is who you work with matters, right? That's how mm-hmm. I end my conversations. And this is why, because finance is complicated. One of my favorite things to say, rocket science isn't hard to rocket scientists, right? So for example, essentially what it means is this is what I do. And if I can do it well, and I can help you learn it better and you be more efficient and you do better mortgage planning, for example, in what I'm doing currently, it's better than you trying to Google yourself into figuring it out, right? Yeah. So what is this world about? It's really about being relevant in people's lives, in people's financial lives, which is, as we know now, right, in contemporary world, finance is so connected to mental health and so many other aspects of life. So it's really a noble profession.
I'm biased as well, and the reason I bring this out is because, you know, a lot of people are out there looking to find their way, and some people, I mean, when you're thinking about like what gets attention on social media, like I'm like, you know, people, I had a wonderful career in finance and financial services, and I think it's a great route for people to build a long-term career, and just a lot of wonderful people that work in the industry, in my experience. What would you tell to maybe some of those newbies that are, it doesn't have to be in lending or banking or just in general, like that want to get their feet wet in financial services and maybe are thinking of that as a career path?
Yeah, I think that, well, for one, you have to want to be problem solving driven. I think that that's one of the main things, right? The problems, whether you're dealing in a private wealth, mass affluent sector, or you're dealing in something that's not that, a developing sector or whatnot, it's always the same. The difference is just more zeros usually, right? So you have to be willing to be someone that wants to be of service, someone that wants to understand the families and the family dynamics to be able to come up with solutions that are relevant to them. I think that that's what makes a really good person in finance. As opposed to someone that's going to give a cookie cutter answer to everybody, you want to be able to be more specific and bespoke in terms of your solution.
It's awesome. So switching it up a bit, I do want to get into this book. So I'm so excited to be to have you as an author in one of our upcoming launches. I mean, when Chirag, so the other co-founder here, for those watching, let me know Jose was joining the project. I'm like, oh, come on, what a rock star. So first off, welcome to the book. And I guess what I'd ask you first is like, what kind of messages would you like the readers to? And we're not going to, for everybody watching this, we're not going to spoiler all the content, just so you know, because we want you to buy the book. We just want you to get really excited because it's coming up. So what kind of content would you like the reader to walk away with or to be presented with?
Oh, thank you. No, listen, I am so happy of the success that you guys have had. I thank you for the opportunity to be part of it. I saw the other authors as well are tremendous professionals. So thank you for letting me be part of this book. What I talk about in the book is about the modern finance approach. Okay. So the world of finance has changed tremendously since I was a branch teller in the year 2000, right? It's been at that time, believe it or not, an ATM that could accept checks as a deposit was an innovation, right?
Yeah.
So in the world today, finance is much more different. And it's put a lot of technology in the consumer's hand and a lot of options in the consumer's hand. However, it goes back to the rocket science and rocket scientist situation. I think that also it's created a situation where consumers are creating more complication for themselves by not fully understanding what they're doing. So I talk about how to approach modern mortgage lending, how to approach a mortgage plan, how things are relevant. And I give a lot of scenarios of different cases that I've worked on that I think are interesting for people to see.
Why do you think books are so important? And what I mean by that is there's a lot of different ways to tell stories. I'm still, and I may be biased, I'm a publisher, I'll throw that out there, but I love books. I love the feel. I love the, like, I love to flip them. I like the weight of them sitting on my table. Like, I like how people perceive them and how they digest the information. Like, for you, why was it important to make sure that your words were published?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And I'm with you. I have books in at least three different areas of my life. I'm sitting in my home office right now. I have a bookshelf in here. I have a book next to I got books stacked on my coffee table, and I got books on my, on a chair in a different area of the house. I'll tell you why. It's because of the timing of reading a book. Okay. If you're listening to a podcast, which, you know, they're great, they're amazing, they're a fast consumption item, right? If you're watching a video, it's a fast consumption item. When you're reading a book, you're on a more paused situation. Of course, there's different levels of reading. People read faster, different techniques. But generally, you're reading it and you're consuming the content at a slower pace, so you understand it and it sinks in more. That's what I, at least personally, like about books and why I wanted to be an author.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like that pause or that ability to slow down for a moment, especially in the world of your TikToks and everything else. Well, hey, I like it. I'm a fan. I like all this stuff. But to me, the written word and to have that out there, it's a special thing. And then now the next part of kind of the way that we're putting out this book, of course, is going to be with multiple co-authors. Can you talk about like the idea of community around books? Because I think I'll tell you, my first book that I put out was by myself. It was, you know, I put it out and it was kind of a lonely situation from the standpoint of when you're done promoting a book, like it's done, like it's you, right? It's you or yeah. your company and whoever's promoting it. But this kind of the community of entrepreneurs that we've built around the series and around the book, like talk about the community a little bit, because I think it's kind of cool.
The real estate community is a very tight-knit community, and there's a lot of niches. There's a lot of very specific things that are done that to serve a client well, you shouldn't try to be a jack of all trades. Mm-hmm. So I think what the book brings is a nice illustration of these different types of roles that are played within the real estate sphere, right? Yeah. I believe, and I talk about this on my socials all the time. Look, I have a background in financial services. I've had my Series 6, 65, 63 insurance licenses. I have a mortgage license. I've been a notary public, right? But you know what I do? I do your loan. I take care of your loan. I give you mortgage planning. We talk and understand what we're doing. I'm not going to be your realtor, and I'm not going to be your financial advisor, right? And I think that that's what's interesting about the book. You understand what each role is played within a real estate sphere. So yeah. That's what I like about the collaboration.
Awesome. So speaking of what you do on a day-to-day, I think it's a great transition. So let's go further into Guaranteed Rate. So tell us a little bit more about the company.
So Guaranteed Rate is at this moment either the third or second national direct lender. We're a very big company licensed in all 50 states. The company contracts loan officers, which is ourselves, and we call them vice presidents of mortgage lending. And each of us runs our own team in our local geographic area. I myself am licensed in 5 different states. I have licenses in California, obviously, Nevada, Florida, Washington, and Colorado. And each team runs their own sort of sphere within the company. We focus on being high-level customer service and in delivering great quality loans at as low rates as we can offer them.
Tell me a little bit more about the culture, because I know like you've been with multiple brands along your career, and you moving to Guaranteed Rate, in my opinion, it's a big deal. Like it was a big deal for you to go over there. When I heard when Trog let me know that you made a transition, I'm like, oh, wow. And that's when Guaranteed Rate kind of came on my radar. I'm like, oh, Jose's over there now. Let me look a little bit further into the company. Yeah. Tell me a little bit more about the culture and like what it meant to you.
Yeah, you know what? It meant a lot, and I'll tell you why. Yeah. I spent, I think it was something like 8 years at Washington Mutual, big giant bank. And then I spent from 2008-ish to 2019. I was at another local bank here, which it's just called Union Bank, which just got sold to U.S. Bank. So apparently, I banks disappear when I leave them. It's, you know, these are big corporations. These are big banks. Guaranteed Rate is a privately held company. Our CEO, Victor Cerielli, manages the company. And the speed at which way we can make decisions and the speed at which way we can move is really what's more delightful for me about working at Guaranteed Rate. You know, Victor, our CEO, is very in touch in what the market is doing and can make decisions quickly versus, as you know, big giant corporations. It moves a lot slower. It can take a year to react to something that happened today. So I think that that's by far what I enjoy the most.
Yeah, I kind of figured that was one of the reasons. And be interested in this take. So a lot of transition going on, obviously, in the world right now. We're recording this for context for people that will watch this in the future. We're recording this in February of 2022. So a lot of change going on. Yeah. What are you seeing in the real estate market overall, like from your vantage point?
Yeah, great question. At this particular moment in time, we have interest rates going up and compared to what was going on in 2020, 2021, what is going to happen in the future? I think that it's important to understand what's going to happen or kind of try to guess what's going to happen as it's all theory, right? It's to understand what happened in the past. So we were living in an environment where we were in a essentially an artificial market where the government was doing something that's called quantitative easing, which meant they were essentially the only buyer of debt, of mortgage debt in the secondary market. Maybe not the only one, but the largest one.
Yeah.
That is coming to an end in March here in just a couple of days. And so that in itself, because that's going to stop, naturally it was going to raise the rates. Mm-hmm. In reality, this should have happened in October of last year, but then we had various changes of COVID coming into play. So the government decided to go ahead and extend that for a little while longer. And now that's going to make a change. We're also facing inflation that is tremendously high, which means that our government needs to take action in terms of controlling the inflation. That's going to also raise the rates. These are natural economic things. These aren't things that are happening all of a sudden. At the same time, we have a supply chain issue. We don't have enough materials to build homes because of COVID. And there are not enough homes to be bought because the demand is still too high. So so this is the problem we're discussing before. It's
delicate a delicate system, problem, isn't right? it?
So yes, interest rates are going up. It is not a surprise to anybody in the industry because we knew this was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And yes, there's still more buyers than there are sellers in the marketplace. So the real estate market, I think, as a macro, is going to continue to grow, at least for, in my opinion, the next 2 years minimum. Right? I'm not going to see farther than that. I think that at least for the next 2 years, and simply because there isn't just enough houses there to match demand, right?
Yeah.
However, in general, I would say that if you are a buyer, you want to buy sooner than later. Mm-hmm. And I think that to a certain degree, if you're a seller, you want to sell sooner than later, right? So mm-hmm. to deepen that, if you're a buyer, we know that interest rates are going to continue to go back to a normal market environment. Think 2019, right? Pre-pandemic. So you want to buy before interest rates grow more, right? If you're a seller, as interest rates do go up and inflation continues to go up, if it doesn't get controlled, then you're going to lose a pool of buyers, a certain number of buyers, right? To price, right? So would it still be a seller's market? I believe so. I just think that you lose a certain amount of opportunity by having buyers not be in the marketplace as much as they get maybe priced out based on what's happening or the perception of what's happening, right? So somebody might say, for example, a rate goes from 3.5% to 4%, and they go, I can't afford this anymore. However, in reality, the change in the payment is just a couple of dollars, depending on the loan amount that you're borrowing, right? Yeah. And so this is why I tell my clients all the time, you pay for loans with dollars, not with rate. Mm-hmm. Loans are about cash flow, not about the rate. Yes, obviously the rate is an indication of what that payment is going to be, but really it's about what are you paying per month and can you afford that cash flow? Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that was too long or too short.
No. And actually I want to take it one level deeper. So I mean, this recording will be out there for, you know, forever. It'll be evergreen. So I don't want to necessarily go into any loan programs because I know those change all the time. And this recording will be out there. So I want to, and by the way, at the end of this for all the viewers, Jose is going to leave contact information so you can connect with him and his team so that you can talk to him directly and get a feel for what's right for your particular situation. But I would like to cover maybe like the process of what it looks like. So say I'm a new home buyer and I'm thinking about like, you know, purchasing a home or something. Like, what is it like the process specifically working with you and your team? Like, what does that user experience look like?
I'm glad you asked that question because in my industry, it'll vary widely.
Yeah.
So the way that it works with me, okay. So I have a team that works with me. Generally, every initial interview is going to be done with me, with myself. Mm-hmm. So we'll schedule a time. We'll either go on a Zoom or we'll go on a phone call. And when people are comfortable, they'll come back in person, you know. And we'll do a mortgage planning interview. So I'll ask you questions about what do you want? Where do you want to be geographically? What do you feel comfortable paying? And what kind of work do you do? We'll kind of do a sort of back of the napkin conversation about where you could generally fit. After that, you'll go on and apply via our online link. It'll take 10 minutes to complete an application, very basic information. Can't get it wrong. All it does is collect data that transfers to our software so that we can start structuring a proposal for you. I'll send out an analysis that'll say, look, this is what the projections are for your specific situation. We'll get back on the loan and discuss it. I'll issue you a pre-approval. You'll go with your realtor and you'll go shopping that loan. One of the things that we do differently at Guarantee Rate is that we actually have a pre-commitment process. What that means is that your loan can actually be fully underwritten by an actual underwriter prior to you finding a home. This is very differentiated, a big difference in the market. Not a lot of companies are going to offer that. So what that means is that as long as you stay within the parameters that we, the way we structured the original loan, once you find a home, that's it. You're already, you've been underwritten.
So as good as cash, right? Pretty much.
It's as good as cash. Exactly. So it'll give a lot of power to your realtor and to yourself in a competitive market that like we're in today. Mm. We are very hands-on. You'll hear from us perhaps more than you want to, but we're very big about giving you and your agent a lot of communication.
Awesome. Well, I did want to give a quick overview there because I know that you and your team put a lot of work and heart into what you're doing. So, and which I think is great. So I just have to ask, Jose, I know you're busy. I know a lot going on in the market. What's next? I mean, what's next for you? What's next for your practice?
That's a great question. What's next for me is to continue to grow the business, at least for the next few years. I really don't know where the future is going to go. I'm very happy at Guarantee Rate. So we'll continue to grow. We'll continue to add team members. We'll continue to educate families. Philanthropy is a big deal for me. So the more we can produce, the more we can give back. I believe in karma dollars very much. So ideally, be able to impact more nonprofits and more local philanthropy.
That's wonderful. And if somebody wants to connect with you and your team, I mean, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah. So you can always call me. You can call me right on my cell. Not a problem. 818-642-2198. You can email me very easy at Jose, J-O-S-E dot Tejada, T-E-J-A-D-A at rate.com. Or you can go on my website. I don't know if we can, that's a little bit more convoluted. I don't know if it'll be published here or posted.
Yeah, no, give them the website too. And we'll put it all in the show notes as well so they can click on it. So what's the website?
It's Jose Tejada at people.rate.
Awesome. So yeah, we'll put all the show, we'll put all that information in the show notes so that people can just head on over by clicking on it, on the link and check you out and connect with you. Well, and speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters, we're a platform that's all about bringing on executives and entrepreneurs and having them share like why they do what they do, like what gets them excited about making a difference out there in the world and in the marketplace. If that's the type of content that you're into, we definitely welcome you to hit that subscribe button because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Jose, man, I'm so excited to have you in our upcoming book. I'm excited to promote the book with you. We're going to bring you back on the show when the book is live to talk about your experience and to get out there with the promo and to talk. We'll do a deeper dive into your writing and your chapter as well. Today was just a little teaser for everybody watching, a little bit of a teaser so that we can get you ready for this launch that's coming up. And Jose, really appreciate you coming back on the show.
No, thank you very much. So happy to be here.